Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus the Christ, our Master and our Savior, our Elohim and our Redeemer, the love of our soul and the rock of our faith. I want to say happy end of Sabbath to everybody. We pray that you have eaten of the word of the Most High today and you've gotten the prescribed rest. I want to welcome everybody out to Yah's Global Kingdom Ministries, and I am Brother Miles. We are going to continue in this armor of Elohim. And we're going to be working on the shield of faith for this evening. We're going to be doing the shield of faith. Give me a hot second here. Um, So I pray everybody has had a blessed day. Good evening and Shabbat Shalom, Sister Mary and Sister Denise.
Shalom, Brother Mal.
Shalom.
Shalom.
You guys doing okay today?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
I am. Amen. I heard you've been a little bit sick, Sister Denise.
Just a toothache.
A toothache? Well, come on down here. I'll pull it out for you. I got some pliers. We can handle that. You might be calling me some all kind of names, but anyway, we pray that your pain is dulled. Amen. We are. I've just been sitting here. Actually, wanted to just praise and worship the Most High. That's what's in my heart. But I'm going to go ahead and bring the precept on this evening. And I think we just need a time that we just spend some time praising and worshiping Him.
Amen.
It is. I need it. I know that. Can't speak for
nobody. I need it all the time, brother.
Amen.
All the time.
Amen. As we are going forth on this evening, we're going to spend a lot of time in Hebrews chapter 11. The faith chapter, and as I was thinking on this looking at this, you know, we have all kind of examples in the scriptures of faith, and so Hebrews chapter 11 really covers this. And with our shield of faith, if we really believe, you know, your faith is really what you believe in and what you will act upon. And so if we stand behind that shield, that the Most High is faithful, that He's going to do what He said He's going to do, then we are able to conquer anything in this world. He will show up for us, and I have no doubts about that. A lot of people look for the Most High to do things for them, but then, you know, when they examine their lives, they're not doing what they're supposed to do. But they want Him to do what He says He's going to do. And that just doesn't work. Okay, so, you know, you got to be faithful to Him and He'll be faithful to you. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. And, you know, I know there's, like I said, many times that I should have died. I should not be here. And He's always brought me through. So, just have to thank Him for that. But on this evening, we're gonna go ahead and jump into this precept. We want to welcome everybody, whether you're in Pal Talk, whether you're in Blog Talk, whether you're listening on the internet in general, whether you are in North America or South America, whether you're on the African continent, whether you are in the Middle East, whether you are in the Far East, whether you are in the European theater, in one of the communist countries, we greet you in the matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. I don't think that we had any new countries. I don't think we spread into any new countries this week. We have been, you know, we had been on a new country just about every week. But I don't think we got into a new one this week. And, you know, so we are still looking for the Most High to continue to spread the gospel. Maybe some of these countries, they are in war, or they are they don't have good internet coverage. So, you know, we may not be able to get there that way. But, you know, I'm still praying to the Most High that He makes a way that we are able to reach into all the countries on the globe, as He has told me that we will. And so, you know, I believe Him. And however He's going to do it, whether we have to go, you know, learn and go satellite, do whatever, He will eventually allow us to reach globally. So we want to thank those individuals who are listening. We don't have any new countries to welcome this week, but in Afghanistan, in Belgium, in Canada, in Colombia, in Finland, in France, in Germany, in Ghana, in Ireland, in Japan, Mexico, the Netherlands, Poland, Russia, or Portugal, and in Russia, South Africa, South Korea, Thailand, the United Kingdom, the United States, and Vietnam. And if I missed anybody that you're listening, just let me know. If you're in one of those countries and I didn't call off the country that you're in, let me know and I will add you to the list. But, you know, we are grateful for the Most High and for the work that he is the one spreading in those countries and his gospel. And we pray that the word of the Most High is richly blessing people who are in those countries, all who are listening. When I ask you, sisters, have any questions on the previous lessons on discipleship and this, the armor of Elohim, the armor of God?
No, brother, I don't. I just think it's an awesome lesson, and the way you're teaching it, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, amen. And you, Sister Denise? Sister Denise then muted herself. Trying to come back on?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel the same way. I enjoyed it.
Amen. Amen. All right. We're going to put it out there to the general public. If you have questions on anything that I've taught, I welcome your questions. I'm anxious to answer your questions if you have any. We don't want anybody to walk into ignorance in this thing. If you have a question and I'm able to answer you right away, I will. If you ask me something I don't know, I'll just tell you I don't know, but I will find out. So, in this series right here, The Armor of the Most High, we are endeavoring to, you know, make this, like I said, available for the Milk series because this is, again, something that every saint should know. And we want to make sure that we have on our armor, that we know how to use it and what it's meant for. And so when we talk about this shield of faith on this evening, understand that it is impossible to please the Most High without faith, without believing him. That's what he wants. He wants us to believe him in what he says, that his word is true, that his promises are true, that whatever he says is going to come to pass. And so, you know, we're just going to spend some time in Hebrews chapter 11, and we're going to go over those things. I don't think we're going to be all over the place tonight. I'm actually kind of in a mellow mood, I guess. Like I said, my mind is really on praise, but we're going to be faithful and do what it is we're supposed to be doing. So we're going to go ahead and let me change out this precept from this morning, close that. I think I uploaded the one for this evening. If it uploaded, make sure. Yeah, let me do this. We'll go ahead and do our statement of faith. Okay. So let us go ahead and do our statement of faith. Let me have the ladies to cover their heads. Men, uncover your heads. As we go before the Most High, again, everyone in each of those different countries, we pray that the word of Elohim is blessing you. We pray that everybody that is listening, that the word of Elohim is blessing you and that you are growing thereby. It's imperative that we come to the knowledge of the truth and that we not only just hear it, but we do it. So let me have the ladies to cover their heads. Men, uncover your heads as we go before the Most High. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine, and for reproof, and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah according to Luke chapter 1 and verse 35. I believe I am a new covenant child of Yah according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I'm of the royal priesthood according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High a hand clap of praise on this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to you, O Yahweh. Glory to you, O Yah. Glory to you. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Who is like unto you, O Yah? There is none like unto you. None so marvelous, none so merciful, none so kind. To those that love you, Father, you are merciful and you are kind. Hallelujah. And Father, we just love you on today. We glorify you and we lift you up. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Father, for allowing us to worship you, Father, because you don't have to take worship from anybody if you don't want it. Hallelujah. But you allow us to worship and to serve you. Hallelujah. We just glorify you on today. Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah Elohim. Hallelujah. 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 Holy hands raised to the Most High. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen and amen. And our scripture for this evening is going to come from Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. May the Most High add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen. And I didn't label this, so if this is not the shofar, I will find it, and we're going to sound the shofar right now.
How can I cry? Time that's indescribable. How can I explain? My heart sings, oh,
the temple. You are the voice. We are your song. You are God. We are your people. You are the light. We stand in awe.
Amen, 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 amen. We need your spirit, Yah. Hallelujah. Yes, we do. Let us get into this precept. Discipleship, shield of faith. Discipleship, the shield of faith. And the definition of faith by the Webster's Dictionary is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Similar words are trust, belief, confidence, conviction, credence, reliance, dependence, optimism, hopefulness, hope, and expectation. And then the opposite would be mistrust. A strong belief in. The scriptures have its own definition of faith. And so let us go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. The book of Hebrews, chapter 11, and we're going to start in verse 1. And we're just going to read in Hebrews. We're going to sort of dissect this. And this shield that we have in front of us is made up of our faith in the Most High. And so the scriptures speak on this. As to the patriarchs and all the men of faith and the women of faith. And so let's just read what the word says on it. We may not be here long tonight. We'll be here as Yah sees fit, but we may not be here 2 hours. We may not be here an hour. If we finish up early, we may just praise the Most High, worship and praise Him. Now, faith is the substance and the evidence of things not seen. That's a mouthful right there, because your faith is what you actually are hoping, but you have not seen. None of us have seen the Most High, but we believe that He is, and that's our faith. That's what faith is, the substance of things hoped for. We hope that the word of the Most High is true. We believe that the word of the Most High is true. But we have not seen heaven. And so our faith is what drives us. Our faith is what holds us. Believing in something that we have not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report, because they believed what they hadn't seen yet. But they believed it. And they acted upon their belief. That's why I say, and the word of the Most High says, He's looking for those that are doers and not just hearers. Because He wants you to act on your faith. He wants you to walk in it. He wants you to stand on it, because your faith should be in Him. And if you believe in Him, then we're going to read the verse. I'll just let the scripture tell us. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of Elohim, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now, this is something that goes back all the way to science, saying that, hey, everything was created by the Big Bang theory. And in the beginning, there was only this one atom, however big that was. And it exploded, and inside that one atom was all the things that came into this creation. Now, that just absolutely makes no sense to me. Nevertheless, that's what science says. But the Most High in the scripture says that the things that are in this universe, the Most High created them from things that are not in this universe. So they can't see where all of this comes from, because it didn't come from things that are in this universe. It appeared out of things that are not in this universe. It's like, let's say that, I think Most High showed me like this before, there is more than one universe. And no matter what that universe is, He's in it. And so you can have a positive universe and a negative universe. And where they overlap, just like when you, anybody ever touch two battery posts together, like on your car, and then it sparks on you, and sparks jump all over the place. That's the way this universe is kind of made up. From things outside of this universe and brought this universe into being by his word. So the scripture says, through faith we understand that the world were framed by the word of Elohim, so that the things which are seen were not made by of things which do appear. Can't tell what the source is, not of this universe. But we know that by the word of Elohim that he brought them into being. By faith, Abel offered unto Elohim a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Abel brought the best. Cain brought him an afterthought. Cain brought him some leftovers, some stuff off the ground. Abel gave his best sheep, the fattest, the one that he would, you know, hey, that's my special one for special times. The fatted calf, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. Elohim testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaks. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because Elohim had translated him. Elohim took him. Could you imagine having that witness of yourself? You please the Most High so much that he just takes you off the earth. Here, come here, be with me. Yeah, they're not ready for you. That's a witness. For before he was translated, he had this testimony that he pleased Elohim. But without faith, and this is what we got to understand, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, Elohim. If you don't believe in him, truly believe in him, it's impossible to please him. That's why Messiah said, who shall believe our report? And when the Most High showed me that, Messiah was saying, do you believe that I say that I am who I say that I am? And he said, who has believed us? And he's going back to that principle of father and son when he's going back into Isaiah chapter 53. Who has believed our report? That report is of father and son. Do you believe what the Most High said, what he was going to do? Because the people at that time didn't believe him. Most of them did not believe him. Even his disciples didn't believe a lot of what he said until he proved himself. They didn't understand a lot of what he said until after they received power, after they were filled with the Ruach. Heck, Messiah could feed 5,000 people today. And 2 days later, there's another crowd, and his disciples still questioning how they're going to feed the people. Didn't we just do this a couple of days ago? So their faith in him was very shallow. Their understanding was very shallow until they were filled with the Ruach HaKodesh, and the Spirit brought all these things back into their remembrance. Then they became bold. Then their faith increased. Then they were able to preach the gospel without fear. While Messiah was in the world, they were scary. But after they saw what he did, after he was resurrected, it wasn't the miracles that he did that gave them faith. It was seeing him return from the dead and then him opening the scriptures. And still, they needed to be filled with the Ruach HaKodesh for their faith to be really activated and for them to act in it. Without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to Elohim must believe that he is. A lot of people don't believe that Elohim exists. They think he's a figment of our imagination. They think he's somebody that we made up, that we're just worshiping some entity in our minds that we made up, that we're reading a book and the God of the book don't really exist. They believe in Mother Nature. They believe in the creation. They believe in man is the answer for man. They don't believe that the Most High actually exists and that he really is. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. When you diligently doing something, you are doing it with all your might. You are doing it, you know, you trying to find out. You're putting all your energy into it. And this is what he wants us to seek him first and with our whole heart. And he can tell when you're after him with your whole heart. And he responds. So without faith, it is impossible to please him. Without faith, you're not going to believe that he will punish you or that he will reward you. You won't believe that he's going to make the wicked pay for being wicked and that he's going to reward the righteous. Yeah, you're just trying to scare me into doing what you want me to do. You won't believe that. So, by faith, verse 7. Noah, being warned of Elohim, of things not yet seen. And this is where, if you really believe and the Most High speaks to you, you need to act on it. Because imagine if Noah didn't believe the Most High. And he didn't start, and he was disobedient. And he didn't build the ark. What would have happened then? The Most High would have probably said, okay, I'll find another one. But Noah being warned of Elohim of things not seen yet. This is the scenario with Noah. It had never rained. Did we know that? It had never rained on the earth. So when the Most High told Noah that he was going to flood the earth and that it was going to rain, Noah had never seen rain. He saw fog. He saw a mist every day. That's what the whole earth saw. They didn't see rain. So when Noah was going around for 120 years telling them it's going to rain and they're going to die, what are you talking about? It ain't never rained. They didn't believe it. He had to believe, and he believed out of fear because he was moved with fear. Fear of the Most High, fear of what was coming. He believed the Most High. You say it's going to rain, I believe you. You say build a boat, I will build it. How big should I build it? How should I build it? Build it like this. And he obeyed. He hadn't seen rain. He hadn't seen the ark. So he believed, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world. Because he believed the Most High, the rest of the world got killed. Because he believed the Most High, he built the ark, and the flood came and killed the rest of the world. Saved him and his family, 8 souls. And that's what I believe the Most High is waiting on today. See, judgment couldn't come The judgment of the world couldn't come until Noah finished that ark. Not a drop of rain could fall till he finished that ark. But once he finished that ark, the Most High said, hey, go on in there. I'm going to close it up. And then all hell broke loose. Start raining so hard, and then the waters that were in the ground start coming up through the ground, and it started to flood. And I believe that the Most High is doing the same thing today, because when he gives the, what I call the schedule of events for the end times, he says, you're going to hear of wars and rumors of wars, and you're going to hear of famines and nations coming against nations. But this gospel of the kingdom must be preached in all the world. And then the end will come, the true gospel. So for 2,000 plus years, I believe that the true gospel has not gone out into the world, or the Most High would already be back. And he's waiting for us to do that. And we have the ability today to send this gospel out throughout the entire world. The true gospel. Not prosperity. Not the gospel that God loves everybody. Not the gospel that Messiah died for everybody's sin, and you can just keep sinning, and all you got to do is say, I'm sorry. But the true gospel, and he says in Revelation chapter 14, that the gospel in the end times that will go out will be fear Elohim. Fear him. For his day is coming, and that's what we have to be preaching. Then the end will come. Just like in the days of Noah. We have to be faithful like faithful Noah. And do what it is that he's told us to do. Now, it was only one man preaching in the days of Noah. And the whole world was condemned. That's what it says, right? By faith, Noah, being warned of Elohim of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world. One man. The Most High don't need an army to do what he wants done. All we got to do is hear and obey. Hear and obey. And he became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. So we want to preach this gospel of the kingdom. This gospel of coming back to peace with the Most High. In these last days, we don't want to teach that, oh, you seed $1,000 and the Most High is going to bless you. You do this and the Most High is going to bless you. Keep his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his judgments and his ordinances, and he will bless you. Come to peace with him. And I believe that once this is done, we can assuredly look for his return, because that's why he said, buy the land. Things are going to get rough. They're going to become terrible. But if we are faithful, like faithful Noah, it don't take a whole army. It really only takes one. So let us be faithful. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing where he went. Think about that. The Most High calls you and says, get up. Leave your home and your family. Get away from them. They are doing things that are not pleasing to me. And I am the real Elohim. I am the one and truly the only living Elohim that there is. Obey my voice. Do what I tell you to do. And Abraham heard, and he did it. Get up and leave, Abraham. I'm going to send you to a promised land, but not you, your descendants. And there's going to be even greater promise than that. A city that I'm going to bring down, that I built, that's not made by the hands of men. For he looked for a city. Well, let me go back to verse 9. By faith he sojourned in a land of promise. Now he sojourned in the land. The Most High said, Abraham, get up. Go up to the top of this mountain. Look around. As far as you can see. Now walk. And everywhere where you step, I'm going to give it to you and your descendants. When he walked into Egypt and Pharaoh took Sarah and didn't sleep with her, but he could have had Abraham killed. So Abraham lied and said, hey, it's my sister. But then the Most High came to Pharaoh in a dream and said, hey, don't you mess with that woman. That's that man's wife. And then Pharaoh came back and said, hey, why didn't you tell me that was your wife? I could have done this and that. And the Most High said, you better have him to pray for you. But he stepped into Goshen. And then 215 years later, Jacob and his seed stepped into Goshen. The Most High put Joseph into power. Joseph said, hey, I'm going to put him in Goshen. Pharaoh agreed. Goshen was the best of the best land in Egypt. Abraham had already walked there. The Most High said, it's yours and yours descendant by promise. So when he took Jacob and the 12 sons into Egypt, they stayed in their own land. They just didn't own it yet. But the Most High said, this is yours. So I'm going to put you in your land. I'm going to raise you up to be a people, a nation, and then I'm going to bring you out again. And Israel only owned that land, all of the land that the Most High gave them, one time during the reign of David. They owned all the land between the Nile River and the Euphrates River. Now you only see Israel with a sliver of what the Most High promised Israel as a possession. Go look at your map. Look at Egypt and look at the Nile River and everything to the east of the Nile River, then find the Euphrates River. Everything in between those two belongs to Israel. Our forefathers possessed it once. But because of their disobedience, the Most High started bringing people against them. Solomon himself set up altars inside the temple of the Most High, inside the city, to Baal. And the Most High says, hey, I'm going to rip the kingdom from you. But not from you for David's sake. I'm going to rip it from your son. But we're going to get that land back. And the Most High, because it belongs to the Most High. So he's going to kick the people out of it. But we by faith have to know that and believe that. We have to know what the promise is and believe that he's going to do it. So when people come up and say, why do you believe what you believe? I believe it because I believe that the Most High Elohim is real, that he exists. and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, that his word is true, it won't fail, and that he's going to give to us what he said he's going to give to us. Even if I don't see it in my lifetime, I believe that he's going to give it to us, and that he's going to resurrect us so that we can receive it. That's what our faith has to be. We're going to read this. Verse 9. By faith he sojourned in a land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. I'm going to give to you and your descendants this land. Abraham had to pass that on to Isaac. Isaac had to pass it on to Jacob. And they had to believe in it. Probably what Esau, he didn't believe in it. He didn't even care for it. So when we are talking about birthright, then we have to honor and we have to reverence that we are the children of the Most High Elohim, and that we reverence our what? Birthright. That we value it. And that we believe that what he says is coming to us is coming to us. That we walk in that. No matter what it looks like in front of us, the end result is we're going to receive the promise. Got to have faith in that. Verse 10, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 10. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is Elohim. Abraham believed that. I'm going to inherit this city, whose builder and maker is Elohim, not man. And see, we got to believe it even if it don't happen within our lifetime. So when we read this, you know, let us have understanding. Verse 11. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, to get pregnant, and was delivered of a child when she was past age. Scripture says not only was Sarah past age, Abraham was past age. She wasn't producing any more, she wouldn't have any more cycles, any more periods, and Abraham wasn't producing any more sperm. And then the Most High made her get pregnant, opened up her womb, revitalized Abraham's testicles, and they produced a child, so that they could not say that it was of their own doing, that they would give the Most High credit for it. And they had to believe it even after they stopped. Think about that. You're a woman, you're no longer producing eggs. You're a man, you're no longer producing semen. The Most High says you're going to make a child. Now, he told you this while you were still yet able to. And all the time that you were naturally able to, you didn't do it. Now, Abraham knew that he could do it because Sarah gave him who? Hagar? And he produced a child with Hagar? But then time went on and he stopped. He couldn't produce any more children. Then the Most High said, now it's time for me to do my work. You know that you can't produce any more sperm. You're not producing any more sperm. And you know that you're not having any more cycles. The way of life, that way of life for you is over. Now you're going to get pregnant. And the thing is that they had to continue to believe even after they were past their prime. Most of you said you were going to do this. I'm no longer able to produce children, but I believe you, that your word is true. And see, that is a lesson for us. Because when the Most High says that he's going to do something and you don't see it come to pass, that you don't lose faith. Because he may be waiting to when it's impossible for you to think that it's ever going to happen. In your mind, no way that whatever it is that you ask for now is going to happen. It is a done deal. Then bam, he does it. So that you give him the glory, the honor, and the praise. So that you say, you know that it's only by him that this was possible. It's only by him that this happened. You give him all the glory. So we gotta hold on to whatever we know that the Most High has told us. We gotta hold on to it and know that it's going to come to pass. That's why when somebody says the Most High said something and it don't come to pass, and I ask them, are you sure it was the Most High talking to you? Are you absolutely sure that it was him talking to you? If he says he's going to do it with you, then it should come to pass. So Sarah conceived. She had to believe, even after her womb dried up, even more. You know, before she had hope. She was having a cycle. She's trying to get pregnant, just was never getting pregnant, never producing kids. And then her womb completely dries up. She's no longer having a cycle. Not only that, Abraham dries up. Then the Most High causes them to have a child together. He revitalizes them so they can only give him the glory. But the truth of the matter is they had to continue to believe. The Most High said, he's going to give me a child through you, Sarah. Abraham, the Most High said, he's going to give me a child through you. Here I am, 90 years old, and you're 99 years old. We are both past that way in life. Bam, she gets pregnant. And then Abraham goes on to continue producing children. Because after Sarah dies, Abraham remarries again, Keturah. And has children through Keturah. So Abraham had to remain faithful. The Most High rejuvenates them. Sarah had to remain faithful. The Most High rejuvenated her womb, and she conceived and had the promised seed. Verse 12. Therefore sprang there even one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude. The seed of Abraham is as the sands of the sea. The Most High promised Abraham that he would make of him many nations. Many nations. But the nation that Messiah would come through would be called Israel. So there are people out here who are the seed of Abraham and who the promise is to, may not even know that they're the seed of Abraham. Because all you hear talk about is Israel. Because of Messiah. But the Most High made a promise to Abraham, I will make of you many nations. And to your seed, Messiah, but also his seed of the flesh, of the blood, are the promises. Let's continue. Therefore sprang even one, and him as good as dead, so as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. He went from couldn't have a child, to had a child, to dried up, to rejuvenated, had about 5 or 6 children, and all those children became as the sand of the sea. They just kept multiplying and multiplying and multiplying and spreading throughout the earth. Verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises. Wait a minute. He promised there in Abraham a child. He gave him a child. But that's not the promise that they were looking for. The promise that they were looking for was for that city built by the hand of the Most High, the one that he told Abraham, get up and leave Ur of Chaldee. Leave out of Syria. Get thee away from thy father. He's making his own God. Come and serve the true and living Elohim. And I'm going to show you a city, my city. Abraham died. He told Sarah. Sarah died. He told Isaac. Isaac died. Told Jacob. Jacob died. Told the 12 patriarchs. They all died, having not received the promise, but having seen them afar off, outside of their lifetime, and were persuaded of them. I believe you, Elohim. You mean that city right there, made of gold, with the pearly gates, with the 12 tribes of Israel's name on it that don't even exist yet? Yes, Abraham, that's to you and your descendants. This is the promise. They died having received it and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. If you don't know that you are a stranger and a pilgrim, a visitor on the earth, you're passing through. You're living in a country that is not your country. No matter where you're at, if it's not in the land of Israel, the way the Most High intended, understand that the nation that you are in, you're a citizen in that nation, but it's not your country. This is what Abraham and all the patriarchs knew. And they died not receiving the promise. But they knew that Elohim is faithful. They knew that he showed them that what he's going to do, he's going to do. They grabbed a hold of that and they held on to it. And so anytime something would come up that it looked like it wasn't going to happen, their faith just told them, I believe in Elohim, and I believe that what he said is going to happen is going to happen. And even if it don't happen to me, it's still going to happen. I still will obey him. I still will serve him with my whole heart. I still will live my life for him. because I know this thing is going to come to pass. It's going to happen. And even if it don't happen in my lifetime, the Elohim I serve is able and is going to raise me back up and give me my inheritance. Got to believe that. Got to know it and believe it. Got to walk in it. Even though you haven't seen it, that's faith. You hope for it, but you haven't seen it yet. That's faith. You talk about it like it already is. That's faith. You talk about it like it already is, because the Most High talks about it like it already is. And you believe him. You haven't seen it, but you believe him and that he's going to make it come to pass. Verse 14. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out of, they might have had opportunity to have returned. In other words, Abraham could have said, you know what, Most High, I believed you, but I ain't seeing what you said. And I've been walking this land, and the Egyptians have tried to kill me, and they tried to take my wife, and I'm going back to Ur. I'm going back and be in my father's house. If they could have done that, if they were mindful of the country that they came out of. But now they desire a better country. That is, a heavenly. Whereof, or wherefore, Elohim is not ashamed to be their Elohim. Right now, Elohim is ashamed to be our Elohim. He don't even want us as a people if we're not faithful. He don't want us as a people if we're not righteous. If we don't keep his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his judgments, and his ordinances. If we're disobedient. We don't want Elohim to be ashamed of us. We don't want him to say, hey, don't tell nobody that you're my people. Because you're just as disobedient as you want to be. Don't tell them I'm your Elohim and you're not doing what I say to do. Don't tell me you love me and then you don't keep my commandments. How do you say to me, Lord, Lord, and then do not what I say? He said, don't tell me that. For he has prepared for them a city. Prepared for them a city. And he shows it to us. This is what you're promised. It's called New Jerusalem. Keep your focus on that and know that I'm going to do it. Keep your focus there. Verse 15, and truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out of, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. Wherefore, Elohim is not ashamed to be called their Elohim, for he has prepared for them a city. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Let's go back to that. The Most High gives you a son through the woman that he promised that he would give you a son through. When your son is of age, he says, now take him up on top of this mountain and sacrifice him to me. And Abraham, but he didn't question, because he could have said, but you told me that I was going to have many children, and here I am, old age, and you gave me this child after you rejuvenated me. But I believe Abraham knew that if he killed Isaac, that the Most High, because he said, through this child, that he would have to raise his child back up. He'd have to raise Isaac again. He'd have to bring him back to life. I really believe Abraham believed that. So he's ready to, you know, I don't want to do this, but I'm going to do it because I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to do what you told me to do. Of whom it was said, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that Elohim was able to raise him up. There we go. Abraham believed that the Most High, if I kill this child, you're able to raise him back up. Even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Abraham believed that. Elohim, it is you that gives life. If you have me to take the life of my child, my only begotten son, the one that you promised me, in him shall all my seed be called, then you have to raise him back up. He believed that. Of whom it was said, let's see, verse 19, verse 20. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the staff, the top of his staff. They believed the promises. See, this promise had to be passed from generation to generation. And this is something that we're missing today. We're not passing this promise to our children. We've lost something. But Abraham passed it to Isaac. Isaac passed it to Jacob. He even blessed Esau. But this is the promise. And we're supposed to be transmitting that same thing to our children. That the Most High has a city, not built by the hands of men, and that he's going to bring it into the earth. And the dimensions of his city are 1,500 miles square. So you, in the middle, you can walk 750 miles one way. Go back to the middle and go the opposite way, you can walk about 750 miles. Come back to the middle, turn to the left or to the right, walk up 750 miles square. And then 1,500 miles high. It goes out of the earth's atmosphere. The New Jerusalem is mostly in space, outer space. Because the earth's atmosphere is only, I think, 100 to 200 miles. No, it's not even that high. About 80 miles high. But the city of the Most High, the New Jerusalem, is 1,500 miles high. That means the vast majority of the New Jerusalem is up in the heavens, is above the earth. It's down on the earth, but then the vast majority of it is outside of this atmosphere. And so you see how you couldn't live in the New Jerusalem in this body. You could live on the first floors. You could live on maybe the first 200, 300, 400, 500, 600,000. Actually, probably the first 6,000 floors. Above that, you couldn't live in this body. So he has to change us just so that we can be in his city, because it's not even in the earth's atmosphere, most of it. This is what Abraham saw, the promise that he passed to Isaac and to Jacob, the promise that was supposed to be passed to the 12 sons, the promise that's supposed to be passed to us, the promise that we're supposed to pass to our children. Make them understand. And they'll say, well, it's been 2,000 years. Don't you think it should have happened by now? It's going to happen when the Most High wants it to happen. But I believe that it's going to happen, and I walk in that promise that he has prepared a place. Messiah says, I have prepared a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. But that place is coming here. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. The Most High going to give us a land. Don't leave my bones in this land. I was brought into this land as a slave. I was raised to be second in command, only second to Pharaoh. But when the Most High comes and delivers y'all out of this land, take my bones with you. Don't leave them here. I am not an Egyptian. So take my bones and take them out of this land. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandments. So they weren't going to kill him. They hid him for 3 months. Then they put him in the river. The Most High had it from there. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. I'm a Hebrew Israelite. You are oppressing my people. I'm going to go down here and see about my people. Then he saw an Egyptian mistreating one of his brothers and killed the Egyptian. Then he had to flee from Pharaoh. But I'm the son of a Hebrew woman. I'm not the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of Elohim than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. And see, the problem is that when we get something, for those of us that have been blessed by the Most High, when we get something, we forget who we are. We forget where we come from. We don't want to suffer with our own people. Let me live in luxury. Let me have this mansion and 6 cars and 3 swimming pools and, more than I ever need, rather than looking back and saying, what can I do for my people? Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of Elohim than to enjoy pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. Now, the Most High had to show Moses Christ. He had to show Moses his power and his wisdom unto salvation. He had to show Moses that before he ever sent him back into Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. I'd rather have the reward of the Most High than have the riches of the richest nation on the world at that time. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Moses believed the Most High. The people were always the ones walking in unbelief, always murmuring and complaining. Got him fired. Got him kept out of the promised land because in his anger, he said something he ought not say. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, assaying to do, were drowned. The Most High opened up, imagine this, the Most High splits the Red Sea and the people refused to go in fearing that they were going to drown. So they had to walk into that, in between that water by faith. The Egyptians saw it and thought they could do the same thing. And then the Most High caused the waters to collapse on them. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. So the Most High told Israel, take the ark and put it in front of you. March around Jericho 7 days and blow the horns, blow the trumpets. They had to be obedient and do that by faith. And when they were obedient, the walls came down. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I say? What more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, and of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets. He's saying, hey, all these were people of faith. I don't have enough time to tell you about all of them. Who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in flight. Turned to fight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Now, I can't do that right there. I still see the promise of what the Most High is going to do. And others had trials of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. What have you gone through for the Most High? What have you had to suffer for the Most High? What have you had to give up? They were stoned. They were sown asunder, sawed in two. Can you endure that, being cut in two, for the word of the Most High, for the testimony of Yeshua, for the promise? We're tempted. We're slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, that's poor, and afflicted and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and in caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. They believed. And they suffered it, suffered everything that they were going to because they believed with their whole heart. They believed Elohim through the good and the bad. That's what our faith has to do for us. We have to believe through the good and the bad. No matter what comes, our Elohim is able, and he will. They all died. They never received the promise. But they believed, and they acted accordingly. So we can't doubt, because they didn't doubt. And that's what the Most High wants. He says, if you pray to me and you doubt, you shall not receive what you ask for. Because why? Because you doubt me. None of these people doubted the Most High, even unto death. And they suffered. Some, not everybody, but those that knew, they were willing to suffer, and they suffered unto death. Being sawed in two, being thrown to lions, being burnt at the stake, being beheaded. They feared him that could destroy both body and spirit more than they feared those that just can destroy this body. We have to walk in that kind of faith. And we have to believe that way. Verse 39 again. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. Elohim having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Hear what he just said. They didn't receive the promise because of us. Not that we were bad. The Most High says, I'm going to bring you all at one time. I'm going to bring you all at the same time. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. They didn't receive their new body in the new city, their eternity, without us. Everybody that the Most High is going to call. That's why the scriptures, you know, clearly show us that nobody has gone into heaven. Nobody has put on eternal life like that but Messiah. Because we're all going to get it at the same time. Can we understand that? The Elohim we serve. He said, I'm making a promise. I'm going to give you eternal life. I'm going to give you a hundredfold or whatever you gave up. If you remain faithful, if you remain righteous, if you obey my voice, if you walk in spirit and in truth, if you worship me in spirit and in truth, then Abraham, who I made the original promise to, and Adam and Eve, and all the prophets, David, Samuel, Gideon, all the apostles, none of them are going to receive the promise ahead. So everybody that I wake at the first resurrection, they're going to receive it together. You want to receive the promise at the same time that they do? Then you need to give him your whole heart. You need to believe with your whole heart. Let us bow our heads. Father Yah, Father, help us. Help us, help us, help us. Help us, we need you. We love you, Father, and we are committed to you with our whole heart. All that we have is yours. To do thy will in the earth. Father, we will serve you with all our strength the rest of our days. Father, you alone knows when that is. Bless us. Allow us to worship you, to serve you. Having seen the promise, that city, that New Jerusalem that you showed to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob, that you showed to all of your prophets, that you have promised to your people. Father, we believe it. We haven't seen it. We hope for it. And we know, Father, that your word is true and that it cannot fail. We believe you. Your word cannot fail. Father, we walk in those promises. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. And Father, we will do whatever it takes to help to bring about your kingdom. We will obey your voice and live righteous lives. And Father, we will love you doing it. We don't do it out of fear. But we do it because we want to be pleasing to you. We want to do what you say is right. We want to do what makes you happy. Whatever that may be, Father. What makes you happy? You are Elohim, and you are Elohim all by yourself. And another will we not serve. Father, help us to build up the breastplate of righteousness. Help us to increase the thickness of our shield of faith. Help us to walk 10,000 miles in the shoes of the gospel of peace. Help us to walk as far as you want us to walk, to take this gospel to whoever you want it to be taken to. Let us help us, Father, to give them the truth that if they want to be at peace with you, that they would keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments. That they would walk in your ways, Father. That they would understand that keeping your statutes, your laws, your commandments, your ordinances, and your judgments is our righteousness. Doing right by you is what makes us righteous, Father. So, Father, help us. Help us to do your will. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Help us. We need you. We want you. We want to serve you with our whole hearts, Father. We value you above everything in this earth and beyond. You are the most valuable person in our lives. Your kingdom is the most desirable thing to obtain in any place on this earth or in any other universe. We won't put anyone else above you, Father. Not mother, not sister, not brother, not father, not uncle, not aunt, not son, not daughter, not even our own lives. And all that we have, we got it from you. It is yours, Father. We will use it however you say use it. We will stop taking our wealth and consuming it upon ourselves. But we will find out what is your will. That your will may be done in the earth, Father. That your will may be done in the earth. And Father, if we go to our grave, having not received the promise, like all your other faithful saints, we will still serve you with everything, just as they did. We know that you are a faithful Elohim and that your word shall not return unto you void, but that it shall go out to accomplish whatever you have sent it to do in the time that you have sent it to do it. Father, we know you have set a date that you will judge all mankind. And we just want to be found worthy in your eyes. We don't want you to say to us, get away from me, you worker of iniquity, I knew you not. We don't want you to say, you said you loved me, but in your deeds you denied me. You said you loved me, but then you didn't obey my voice. Father, direct our path. Help us to be pleasing to you. We want to be like faithful Abraham and faithful Sarah. We want to be like Moses. We want to do your will, Father. And we know that in these days, when men are teaching so many disparate doctrines, teaching so many untruths, that it is hard for people to see your truth, Father. But you said that if we seek you with our whole heart, we shall find you. If we obey your voice, that you would hear us. And you would not let us be deceived, but that you would give us your armor to protect ourselves. So, Father, we thank you for the truth. We have girded our loins with it. Your word is true, and we believe you, every last bit of it. Father, we have put on that breastplate of righteousness, your statutes, your laws, and your commandments, your judgments, and your ordinances. What you say, they are righteous. There is no one good, no, not one but you, Father. And you said, this is what's right, so this is what we will do. We will walk in your ways. We will tell all men about the gospel of peace, that they can come and make peace with you. All they got to do is stop sinning, and they can be at peace with you, not try to sin, but stop sinning. Stop being unrighteous. Stop trying to get from under keeping your laws and your statutes and your commandments and your judgments. Stop thinking that they can do what they want to do and just say, oops, I'm sorry. Because we know that your word does not teach that. We know that it is not your way. And we know that men pervert your words as though you were some weakling or something. But you say you will not be mocked. You will not be made a fool of. So it is them that are going to be crying in the end. Father, help us not to walk in those ways. Father, remove any doubt from our hearts, if there be any. Remove it, remove it, remove it, remove it, even right now, remove it. That what we ask, we believe that you will do it. That you will answer our prayers. That we believe that you hear us, that we're not praying amiss. That our words are not just going up into the atmosphere and you do not hear us, but that you hear us and that you answer our prayers, because we are being faithful to you and you are good to your word. Father, that we believe everything that you have had written, that it was for us, that we might believe in the promises just as our faithful forefathers did. Our faithful ones, not those that doubted, but all the faithful ones that believe that you are and that you're a rewarder of them that diligently believe in you, that diligently seek after you. Help us to walk in those ways, Father. We need you. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. Now, we know that this walk, that this flesh, that our minds, that the battlefield that we are battling on, 99% of the battle is within our minds. And the armor of the Most High helps us to protect our minds. All we got to do is believe Believe in his salvation. Believe in that he's going to diligently reward us for doing what he says. And we won't just do what is minimally required, but we will do with our whole heart all that Yah has said we will do. With our whole heart. Because this is what he wants. And what he wants, he's going to have. If not from you, from somebody, those who have an ear to hear. We're still caught up in, are we going to do this thing? Are we going to have to give up something? We would have nothing without him. We wouldn't even be on this planet without him. We would not have life without him. So, Father, help us. Let us lift our hands. Think on these things. Consider what the Most High is giving us. Who is able to raise you from the dead? Who is able to bring you back from just your DNA, when your DNA has dried up and they can't even tell who you are? The Most High is still able to raise you back up again. Who is like unto the Elohim that we serve? There is none like him. There is none like him. Apologetics, and to find out what it stands for, so that we can compare it to, you know, the doctrines of us being Hebrew Israelite and what they believe versus what we believe. So I pray that you had a chance to do your homework. We will meet tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the spirit, you know, in the same room, you know, we'll talk about apologetics and we'll continue to move on in our study of why we are the people of the book and what the Most High wants for us according to the scriptures and according to history, so that, you know, we don't just say this is what we believe, but we can say this is what we know, and here is what, you know, here's what backs it up. Okay. So may the Most High bless you. May he keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. May he keep you safe, you and your loved ones. And remember, I love you. I really do. I cannot love you like the Most High loves you, and I can't do for you what the Most High will do for you. Let us continue to fear Yah and keep his commandments. See you in the morning, family. Sounds like somebody got something they want to say.
Shalom, Brother Mal.
Shalom, my sister.
Shalom, Brother Mal.
Shalom. Are y'all saying goodbye?
Yeah, well, I thought that's what you was
going to
say.
Well, that was what I was going to say. But, yeah, amen. Amen. Have a blessed evening, my two sisters.
You too.
All right, peace and blessings.
Cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always said to kick me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yeah, who are you? I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days calling and I'm impatient. Hanging with the Mishpacha, good vibrations. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always said to teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yeah, who are you? I need a hand, cause I'm just